The BBC presents My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the team.
Here's another in the series, My Music. Frank Muir is still partnered by David Franklin. Dennis Norden is still partnered by Ian Wallace. There aren't any rules to explain to you, so let's just start with the first round. Familiar instrumental orchestral music. One mark if you can tell me the title, another mark for the name of the composer. And the first question, as always, goes to David Franklin. Buzz going on over your side, David.
I was just smelling a sort of Scandinavian air. Yes. Sibelius.
Yes, that's for one mark.
And Symphony number 2.
Yes, two marks. Symphony number 2 in D by Sibelius. And some music for Dennis Norden.
Heard it.
Oh, haven't we all?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shall I put you out of your by misery?
Yeah.
Would you like the title and you give me the composer, or the other way around?
You mean we're still on one mark?
I'll tell you, it was the prelude from Sylvia Ballet by...
Delibes.
One mark.
Yes,
Delibes. Good enough. And some music for Ian Wallace to identify. Pretty, but what is it?
Tchaikovsky.
Yes, one mark.
And it's a waltz.
Yes, from...
Eugene Onegin.
I beg your pardon. It's just nice to have somebody else pronounce it for me, that's all. What was it you said?
Eugene Onegin.
Yes, the other mark. Yes.
Before I came on this program, I always pronounced that Eugene Onegin, as though he was Irish.
I think I would have given a mark for that, or at least a dram, anyway. Frank Muir, what is this?
Chanting. I happen to know this. It's Planets Holst by Mars. David has written it up.
Well, all right then. Yes, you meant to say the planets. Mars from the Planet Suite by Holst. What's Holst's
Did
Christian
I?
Name?
Holst.
First name.
You never use Christian name of Holst. He's a very severe man.
All right then.
Mr. Holst.
Gustav.
Gustav, if you must use it.
Normally. Yes, Gustav. All right, you've got your two marks anyway. A round of associations. If I were to ask you, what do the underworld and Eurydice have in common, and who was responsible, you would say, of course, Orpheus. Orpheus and the underworld, Orpheus and Eurydice. Offenbach being responsible for the first, Gluck for the second. I'm sure that's clear even to the meanest intelligence. Good.
How many marks do you get for that?
I get about 15 marks even for getting through it. For 3 marks, gentlemen, what do the following have in common, and which 2 composers were responsible? David Franklin, Gerontius and Alwyn have in common...
Gerontius and Alwyn?
And Alwyn, yes.
Aha! The light has dawned!
Yes.
They are both dreams.
Both dreams. The dream of and the dream of, yes. Now, which composers, please, were responsible for your other two marks?
Well, The Dream of Olwen was not Elgar.
Correct.
His one was The Dream of Gerontius.
I have to give you one mark for Dream, one mark for Elgar, the missing name, Charles Williams, who composed The Dream of Olwen.
Charles Williams,
yes. Dennis Norton, April and an American.
Speaking on behalf of the meanest intelligence, an American. Paris, rather.
Yes, that's right. And the April composers?
An American in Paris is George Gershwin, yes. And April in Paris is Vernon Duke, I think. Yes,
very
Vernon
good.
Duke.
Yes, Vernon Duke composed April in Paris.
What a partner.
Well, it's your turn now to make him say what a partner. Ian, Me Tonight and For Three Oranges.
What was the first?
Me Tonight
and For Three Oranges.
Yes.
Love.
Love for a mark, yes. And the composers, please.
Love for Three Oranges, Prokofiev.
Yes.
And Love Me Tonight. No, I'm not going to...
It says here, Rogers. So,
well, I'm sure that's right.
That's two marks. Two marks out of three. Frank, Indigo and Inver.
Inver Mulligatawny. This wouldn't be Mood, would it?
It would, actually, for
I
a mark.
It would, yes.
Yes,
right.
Mood Indigo.
Mood Indigo, Duke Ellington's lovely thing. And In the Mood...
I would settle for who first made it famous.
Glenn Miller.
Glenn Miller, for a mark, yes. It was written by Joe Garland, or perhaps Don Lennon. Some well-loved songs next. For two marks, can you identify song and singer? It won't always be the bit of the song you know best, by the way. David.
Sit where you sit, shall crown it to a shame. Sit where you sit, shall crown it to a shame.
It's called, as most tenors pronounce it, Where Hair You Who Walk. It's by Handel, and that recording, For a Guinea,
yes,
was by John McCormick.
Yes. One mark for John McCormick. One for Where Hair You Walk. Two marks. And Dennis, your turn. Dennis, the audience whispering in like
the of Ernest wafting it over the wings of a dove, and it's Ernest Luff or Lush.
Luff, I hope. Yeah. Mm. The audience didn't really know it was Ernest Luff. It's just the only version they know of Over the Wings of a Dove.
I'm with the audience on that. Yeah.
Two marks there. Ian, your turn for a really easy one.
And I hurried down to the deep roaring.
Kathleen Ferrier is the singer.
Yes.
And
song.
One of these tantalizing ones.
I'm compelled to give you one mark and ask the audience. The title? Thank you. How nice do you say it? Blow the Wind Southerly. Yes. One mark there for you. And Frank.
I'll look into your eyes and hold your hand.
Right,
lovely. It's,
I'll walk beside you through Duckworthy's land.
It's the Walking Beside song.
Yes, sung by... Well, by you, actually, wasn't it?
Before that. It was also sung by my large partner. He keeps saying, Paul Robeson, Paul Robeson, Paul Robeson. So presumably it's an earlier work of which he's cognizant and I ain't, by Paul Robeson.
Yes, there's your second mark, all right. It's strange how well one can know a composer's surname without having the faintest idea of his first name or names. David, for 2 marks, can you give me, please, the name that goes before Glinka? These are not easy, these ones.
No, the Glinka. Awful thing is, I should know the other three. Osbert.
No, actually, it's the Chevrolet Glinka. No, it's Mikhail Ivanovich. No marks, anyway. Dennis, rather an easy one, I think. Debussy.
I thought it was D. Bussy.
What did the D stand for?
David, yeah. Debussy, huh? Debussy. Claude. That seems to fit.
Shall we put him in French?
Claude Debussy.
Yes, and he had an Achille as well, but or however it's pronounced, we'll leave that anyway. Yes, 2 marks there. Ian Smetana.
Well, it's not Peter Ilyich. That was somebody else.
No.
What about giving us an initial?
B.
B? It's not Borodin. Boris?
I really can't stall this game any longer, can I? Bedrich. Bedrich. Which I think means Frederick. Anyway, it's no marks.
No.
Sorry.
No.
Frank. Pitifully easy for you. Pathetically, ludicrously simple. Verdi.
Monty.
Try again.
Guy Soffi.
My friend Giuseppe.
Yes.
Does he really?
Giuseppe.
Giuseppe Monteverdi.
Giuseppe.
Yes, Giuseppe Verdi. All right, on the second attempt, 2 marks, good enough. Among my favourite kinds of radio listening are those programmes in which they teach little children, gentlemen, to move in time to music and to express themselves through rhythm and mime. You know the kind of programme I mean. You, gentlemen, being so musical, as well as so articulate, ought really to be able to tell me, just from hearing the music, what it is that the little kiddies, or if you prefer the technical term, perishers, are supposed to be doing to this music. So, first of all, David Franklin, what do you think the little dears were doing to this music?
Lascivious ideas come to my mind, but I've tried to repel them. The only thing I can think of is they're smashing something.
I think that's good enough for 2 marks. I think they're smashing the radio. The two-piece band version of Jupiter. It says here, actually, they were pressing their feet heavily into the floor. But you certainly get your 2 marks for that, David. And some music for Master Dennis Norden. Dennis, what were they doing?
Sitting comfortably. I see them sort of stomping around sullenly during that. Kind of marching, kind of goose-stepping. They were doing a Hitler thing, and some of them were outside smoking cigarettes, and other people were chasing the music mistress around the back of the cricket pavilion. You know.
Well, I'll give you 2 marks for that. In fact, they were supposed to be punching and kicking. There's 2 marks, anyway. And now some music for Ian Wallace. Ian.
Well, I think they were getting on their hobby horses and skipping, 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 skipping round the room. Come along, keep your feet up, up and down, skipping, 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 like a little horse.
Ian. Ian. Ian, will you? You will write out 100 times, I must not get excited in my you certainly get...
You nearly got airborne.
You certainly get 2 marks. They were supposed to be jumping and hopping. And here's some music. We asked Frank what they were doing to this.
It's a lot of children exercising and bobbing up and down on defective pogo sticks. And it was working, and then gradually a fissure, it had metal strain. Just where the foot bar bit goes, and eventually it collapsed.
Well, that's very good for 2 marks. The kids thought they were shaking up and down and all about and then collapsing on the floor. And I think you were better. Your version was better, so that's 2 marks. And we move on to Gilbert and Sullivan. I'll give you the title of a song. I want you to tell me the opera from which it comes for 1 mark, and for an extra mark, the name of the character who sings it. David Franklin. Flowers That Bloom in the Spring.
It has nothing to do with the case, and it comes from... My trouble is that I think every Gilbert and Sullivan opera is the Mikado.
Well, you get a mark for saying it's the Mikado. Well done. And the character who sings it, please, for another mark.
No idea.
Nanki Poo sings it. So that's 1 mark out of 2. The second verse of it, I should mention, in case people write me letters, is sung by Coco. Anyway, Dennis Norton, Take a Pair of Sparkling Eyes from...
From the Gondoliers. That sort of clicked into position. But who sang it? I don't know. I've never seen the Gondoliers.
For half a mark, what did he do for a living?
He was in Gondoliers.
Yes.
This one. Oh, yeah.
All right, then 1.5 there. His name was Marco Almeri. Ian, your turn. When a felon's not engaged in his employment.
It comes from the Pirates of Penzance.
For a mark.
And it's sung by the policeman.
Yes. What was his rank?
The sergeant.
Yes, the sergeant of police. There's 2 marks. And, Frank, I'm called Little Buttercup.
Where is this? I'm called Little Buttercup is Gilbert and Sullivan.
Well. From?
It's sung by, if you can believe her word, Little Buttercup.
Yes, that's right. Yes, that's a mark. And in which show, which opera? What did you say?
My friend, this is HMS Pinafore.
Yes, HMS Pinafore for your second mark. Now for some questions about semi-technicalities in music. For 2 marks, David Franklin, what is a fado and where would you expect to find it?
What was this? Did you say this was around on semi? Yes,
I did actually, yes.
What is a fado?
Fado.
It is a semi-dance.
A semi-dance? No, not even fado. No, I'm not taking that.
It's not a dance?
No, not a dance. Not particularly a dance, no. It's principally a folk song and Portuguese. Dennis, what is double stopping?
Double stopping?
Yes.
What is it? He's doing eloquent things with his fingertips.
Come on, what is it, Ian?
Isn't it with a stringed instrument when you put your fingers on them twice?
Ian, I'm going to give you 2 marks because you've got it really. It's playing 2 notes at once on a bowed string instrument. Sometimes even more than 2, but it's still called double stopping. And it's your turn, Ian. Isn't that nice? So, Ian, musically speaking, what is a short stick?
Well, a short stick's a short stick, musically. I would say that... I'm sorry. I just had a theory that possibly if you had a conductor with very long arms... I think the correct answer to this question is that on a concert grand piano, you can either have the lid
right open on a long stick.
Yes.
Or if you just want less sound to come out when it's accompanying a singer, I always very firmly see that the thing is only open on the short stick so that I'm not yes. drowned by an
error. Yes, oh, certainly two marks there. The short stick's useful to piano concertos so that the conductor can see the viola players sometimes, you know. Your question, Frank. What does a guitarist do with his left thumb?
Keeps it always clean and hygienic. And there's a trick question here, isn't there?
In a manner of speech, in a way, yes. Yes.
Well, sometimes he thumps it against the woodwork.
When he's mad, you mean?
No. Stay with me in this, Steve. Often they use the guitar as a kind of drum as well. In Andalusia and in some parts of South America. And if you believe that, you believe anything.
Well, I don't believe anything, as a matter of fact. Actually, the guitarist does nothing with his left thumb. He uses it to stop the guitar from falling down. It holds up the instrument and he fingers with
the fingers around his neck on the string.
Well, that helps as well. Yeah, that helps too. Here comes the moment you've all been dreading, the audience anyway. Graham Daly will start you off, and we ask you to go on singing when he ends. 3 marks if you get the tune and, please, the words right. David Franklin.
Bless this house, O Lord, please say what the next line is to say. That's enough to establish the mood of the thing.
Yeah, well, I certainly give you one there, I think. Make it safe by night and day, rest these walls so firm and stout, keeping wants and trouble out, and so on. Right, 1 mark out of 3. I think it's generous to a fault. Dennis.
See a tumble down old shack street. I'm going.
I sent adults kicking and screaming and collapsing on the floor. Where did I get up to, Steve?
You've got to remember the wrong words, actually.
I'm going back to see those corny country cousins of mine.
Anybody going to help you?
I had helped you up to there.
You
that's
did,
when I
yeah.
say. Yeah, I think it's fair enough. The next line here on my typescript says, home twan... But we let it all go and give you, I think 2. We shouldn't go very far, did you? 2 out
no,
of 3.
No,
very
far.
Ian, your turn.
And the brow that's all wrinkled and furrowed with care, I kiss the dear fingers so careworn for me. Oh, God bless you and keep you, Mother Mercury.
Yes, indeed, for 3. The fingers were toil-worn rather than care-worn. And it was O instead of R, God bless you. But never mind.
Makes a better sound on R.
Yes, a more vocal sound. Yeah, anyway, 3 marks there. Here's some music for Frank Neil Stick to.
Underneath the lamplight, darling, I remember the clothes you used to wear. There beneath the lamp's light's yellow beam, your fillings gleam. Small children scream, my lily of the lamp's light, my own lily of light.
Yes, interesting words for 3 marks, I think, there. The words I have were something like that.
Was I less than perfect?
Well, no. you were more than creative.
Thank
Well, that leads us to our final score. Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden win by 3 marks. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norden and Ian Wallace. Graham Daly was at the keyboard and the chairman was Steve Ray. The questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier.